It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. This year we focus in on the all-time captains for Beaver football. Head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU's first season of football was 1927. In the 91 season since then, Bemidji State has had some great leaders on the field. In 2011 and 2012, the Beavers were led by two of the best offensive players in school history. Everyone that followed the Beavers knows the name Lance Rongstad and Brian Leonhardt. Coach Brent Bolte says they were better off the field.
You know, you just knew it with Lance right away. Brian's a little bit more quiet, but I just remember Lance on his recruiting trip. It was just one of those things that stuck out. We had a few quarterbacks from, you know, all over the place. We had recruits from all over the country in that weekend. And here you have this small town Wisconsin guy who just led even during his recruiting visit. I was like, everybody's like, ooh, wow, that kid's got the it factor. Great parents, great family. And Lance really took the reins as a leader right when he came in as a freshman within his position group and within the freshman class. And Brian just led by example. I mean, he was just a grinder, everyday type of mentality. I think that's why he was able to get into the NFL, and he just outworked people. But Brian did have good leadership skills too. I mean, he would drive people, push people. He just did it in a little bit different manner. He's not a rah-rah. That's not Brian at all, if you know him at all. He's more of, hey, you know, he almost scares you into doing it by looking at you, and he'll get after you too, but he expects things to be done in a certain way, and if not, he would tell you, and if you did it the right way, that's what he expected.
Both Leonhardt and Rongstad were two-sport athletes, a rare feat to say the least.
It's extremely hard, and I don't know if they could. Sports have changed so much even since they've been gone. I don't know if you could do it now, but it's very difficult, and you have to be extremely smart, book smart, and just have some savvy, and both those guys had it in the classroom, so the classroom and the academic piece didn't become too much or too overwhelming for them. And then you have to have some good leadership skills and time management, because it's impossible. And those guys were going from, well, basically all year round and flipping between the sports. And you know, Lance would come down and do some plyos with us during basketball season and be around the guys. And it was always weird not having your captain, you know, quarterback there when he's playing basketball. But those guys both did a tremendous job. And honestly, I don't know how they did it.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.